Public Radio East is a media sponsor for the Down East Folk Art Society's season-ending concerts next weekend with American singer-songwriter Deirdre McCalla. Her engaging performances include an irresistible blend of folk, country music, and pop music. This week, Public Radio East's Mac McKee spoke with Deirdre about her music career and her legacy as one of the first women singer-songwriters.
Deirdre, I have to ask you, did you come from a musical family?
My earliest memories are singing with my mom, but no one, you know, played an instrument. You know, quite frankly, I've been a ham since I was probably 7 or 8 years old. One of my earliest memories is getting up in front of some kind of storefront church and singing Jesus is My Sunshine or something like that. I was a self-taught as a guitarist. I started teaching myself guitar when I was 16. And I skipped a lot of theory. And my songwriting, I realized, was very much tied into what I could play on the guitar. It still is. But in my mid-20s, I realized that what I could play on guitar was limited by how little I knew.
A lot of people, when they get into music, and especially people in our generation and going beyond, what came first, your technical expertise as a guitarist or your songwriting and singing abilities?
I would say singing ability first, because like most people, the first thing I did was learn the popular songs of the time. So whether it was something, Joan Baez was a really key influence on me, Eric Anderson, you know, of course, Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon, and it was learning those tunes where this was what I learned to play the guitar on. And it was really singing those tunes, and that's what I did in coffee houses at first, in college, in the local, you know, bars. But singing covers and learning those songs, you start to get a feel for the craft of songwriting. And it's a pretty natural progression that you then start expressing yourself through your own music.
Now, you recorded 5 albums, and your first album was in 1973. When we look at how folk music started, it was dominated by men in the early 1960s. By the time you came along and recorded that first album, the whole genre, you might say, changed from folk music to the term singer-songwriter. But
right. It
became dominated by women. I mean, you had artists like Phoebe Snow, you had Joan Armatrading, you also had Joni Mitchell. How does it feel to be part of that generation that not only you've only started, but has continued on through the 90s into now being dominated largely in part by women through personal story songs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess I don't perceive it as being even now dominated by women. I've been very deeply involved, besides the singer-songwriter movement, in the whole women's music industry that happened. And I think that's been a big part of the climate of perception, as poet Adrienne Rich has said, in changing how women are perceived in the industry, because the roles of women not only have changed in terms of being the face, perhaps, as you say, of the singer-songwriter, but many more women now, because of the push of feminism and women involved in the industry, are working behind the scenes and are being producers and are being record company executives. And I am so, so proud of being a part of that history.
You worked in New York, Northern California. You're now in Atlanta. And when everybody talks about music and its social consciousness and fashion sense, they're always talking about music scenes.
Right.
Which of the music scenes started you off and influenced you the most? And which one do you hold on to that is your roots, so to speak?
You know, my time in the New York City music scene. So I'd say the traveling that I did after college and going to music school and then taking all those chops that I learned and being in the Folk City scene and the New York singer-songwriter scene, out of which the likes of Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin were part of the Folk City scene at the time. I think that's really been the strongest influence for me. And even when I moved out to California, again, taking that New York sensibility with me as it merged with the strong feminist women's music scene out on the West Coast. And so I think that's what sustained me. Frankly, as I've moved to Atlanta, I'm not as active in the music scene here, because when I moved here, it was really a move to get my son. I'm a single parent, and I wanted him to be closer to his grandparents. So, you know, when I'm here, I'm a soccer mom, or I was. He's 20 now.
Deirdre, thank you so much for being with us. Once again, you're going to be in concert Friday evening, May 16th at the Trent River Coffee Company in New Bern, Saturday evening, May 17th at Clausen's Restaurant in Beaufort. Deirdre, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for calling, Mac. I appreciate talking with you.
In a world that's ragged with sorrow, and every dream is stolen, begged or borrowed, blood flows in rivers on the evening news, be it fortune or fate, there drowns me and you. Can we share the light? Can we swear by